actually, we have breakfast at the Casa Santa Maria.
Ah,
great. And then the Greg's right next to my first class starts at 8:30.
So we'll make this brief, but wanted to at least get the story right.
Do a test, see if you heard it okay.
Test, yes.
Okay, good, go.
Welcome back to The Good Catholic Life outside the Basilica of Saints Cosmas and Damian, where we just concluded the Station Church Liturgy for the Thursday of the third week of Lent. Joining us is a seminarian at the North American College from our area, from the Diocese of Worcester, Donato Infante. Welcome, Donato.
Good morning.
So you're in your second year at the North American College. Tell us a little bit about the Station Church liturgies throughout the season of Lent.
Well, it's a wonderful tradition. It actually began in the first couple centuries of the church when it would be the Bishop of Rome and his opportunity to go to all the different parts of the city. At some point in the history of the church, the tradition stopped, and the North American College has revived this tradition, and now other colleges around the city have started doing the same. So the Germans typically have Mass at some point after us. The Italians have a group that comes to all the churches in the evenings. And it's a wonderful opportunity to, over the course of 40 days, see all of the different churches.
Now, George and I connected with the group walking from the North American College. It was, of the 200 people here, I think 50 or so were in that group. Nobody spoke. Most folks were praying the rosary along the way. Others were probably praying other silent prayers. Is that part of the tradition of the walk from the North American College, 45 minutes or so here today to the Basilica of Saints Cosmas and Damian?
It is part of the tradition, yes. The faculty of the North American College explicitly encourages us that if we're going to walk with the group, that it be an opportunity to pray, so that this really is a pilgrimage to all the different churches.
And what do you like about coming to the Station Church liturgies each morning? You have the option, I understand, at the North American College to go to the Mass that's celebrated there in the morning, but you come here each day. Why?
I like going to the churches for a number of reasons. Many of the churches are beautiful, they have great history, and have the tombs of so many of the saints, many of the saints who we hear in the Roman canon at Mass when we pray Eucharistic Prayer 1. And so to go to their tombs, it truly is a wonderful pilgrimage and a great way to celebrate Lent.
Besides the seminarians and the deacons and the priests from the North American College, who else comes to the English liturgy here? I noticed what looks like a lot of college students, and it also looks like there were some Australianers and some New Zealanders.
There are some Australianers and people from New Zealand. We actually have Australians living with us at the North American College. We also have the priests from the Casa Santa Maria, which is a house for priests from the United States doing graduate studies. Some of the faculty from the universities come, and college students who are studying abroad here for the semester also typically join us.
So there are 40 station churches. You went on most of them, I assume, last year. Do you have a favorite one yet?
My favorite church is probably San Clemente. It has a beautiful mosaic in the apse that dates back many centuries. I'm not sure of the exact date, but rich theological heritage behind this, the artwork in that church.
And what would you say in terms of the percentage of the seminarians from the North American College that at least get up a couple of times per week to go here? Is it more than half?
More than a couple times per week is probably about a quarter, although many seminarians will go to their favorite churches from time to time. We're all required to go on Ash Wednesday. That is the community Mass at Santa Sabina. People, they like to have the option, and they choose which are their favorites.
Now, Worcester and the Boston area are getting a big snowstorm today. You have a word of consolation for all those listening back home?
Hang in there.
That's Donato Infante, second-year seminarian from the Diocese of Worcester at the North American College. Thanks so much for joining us for a few minutes.
Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
We'll be back right after this.